here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 10th of November, 2017. It's the birthday of von Schiller, Friedrich von Schiller, German playwright, born in Marbach, Germany, 1759, wrote historical plays Don Carlos and Wallenstein. It's the birthday of Martin Luther, born 1483 in Eisleben in Saxony in Germany, where he also died at the age of 62. It was Martin Luther who set in motion the Protestant Reformation in 16th century Europe, when he challenged the policies of Pope Leo X and the Church, forgiving sins in exchange for monetary donations. He wrote his accusations, 95 theses, and on October 31st, 1517, nailed them to the door of the chapel at the University of Wittenberg. Thanks to the printing press, copies of the theses spread throughout Germany and throughout Europe, and out of the great upheaval that ensued was born the Lutheran Church. Luther was excommunicated 4 years later. He'd been a very devout Catholic monk, devoted to self-mortification. Sometimes he would lie in the snow through the night in the worst of winter until he could not walk and he had to be carried back inside. After the formation of the Lutheran Church, his translation of the Bible into German vernacular instead of Latin made it more accessible to the common man. The foundations of his Lutheran teaching were grace alone, faith alone, Scripture alone. He never accepted any wages for his work, his writing in the church, though he had 6 children with his wife Katharina. So he installed a lathe in his home and he learned woodworking and also became a master gardener, grew lettuce, beans, melons, and cucumbers. It's the birthday of the writer who said the hours we pass with happy prospects in view are more pleasing than those crowded with fruition. Oliver Goldsmith, born in Ireland, 1730, known for his novel The Vicar of Wakefield and his play She Stoops to Conquer. And it's the birthday of the novelist John Phillips Marquand, born in Wilmington, 1893. Came from a distinguished family, governors, shipbuilders, sea captains. His father was a wealthy stockbroker, but lost his money in the panic of 1907. And Marquand was the first member of his family to go to public school instead of a private school. Got into Harvard on a scholarship and set out to be a popular writer, which he succeeded at. He was one of the most popular of the 1930s. Published in the Saturday Evening Post and Collier's, wrote his detective stories about a Japanese agent named Mr. Moto. His popular writing overshadowed his serious writing, including his book The Late George Apley, which won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction, and his novels of manners, including Wickford Point and Point of No Return. Here's a poem for today by Emily Dickinson. That I did always love, I bring thee proof, that till I loved, I never lived enough. That I shall love alway, I argue thee, that love is life, and life hath immortality. This dost thou doubt, sweet, then have I nothing to show but Calvary. That I Did Always Love, a poem by Emily Dickinson. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.